This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I've spent a good portion of my career, candidly, mocking and making fun of the climate fearmongers out there. And it's taken a long time, but finally, I think some things are coming together to indicate, well, first of all, those of us who've been talking about this for a long time have been completely vindicated. But some of the stuff in the crazy, you saw Bill Gates backing down on this, some other folks. I don't know if the LA Times has decided that maybe there is an other perspective, because years ago they made a very bold statement that said there is no denying climate change and that we're causing it and that we have to do something about it. We will not, you know, be printing any op-eds from an opposite opinion, which they didn't. But Matt Ridley, who's written about this for a long time, and he wrote about it in The Spectator, said about the global warming scare, no scare grew as big or lasted as long. And he says, I first wrote a doom-laden article for The Economist about carbon dioxide emissions trapping heat in the air in 1987, nearly 40 years ago. I soon realized the effect was real, but the alarm was overdone, that the feedback effects were exaggerated in the models. The greenhouse effect was likely to be a moderate inconvenience rather than an existential threat. For this blasphemy, I was abused, canceled, blacklisted, called a denier, and generally deemed evil. And I think some of that is true with our next guest as well. Dr. Roy Spencer is with us, principal research scientist at the University of Alabama, Huntsville. He used to work at NASA. He's got some different opinions when it comes to the climate, not in what used to be the mainstream. Roy, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for joining me on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Mark, good to be with you again. How are you enjoying global warming up there in Missouri?
Well, we've actually, you know, what's funny is we've had a real winter last year for the first time in a while. And then, as you know, we just got snow. There's still snow on the ground here in, you know, end of November, beginning of December. That does not happen. Now, it used to happen, right? I don't know what happened. I guess we've turned everything around and we're all okay.
Yeah, apparently. That article you mentioned about Matt Ridley and The Spectator that came out yesterday, I would encourage everyone to read that. It's really well written.
It is very well written, and I wanted your perspective on it because, look, I don't know that you've been, you know, picked on as much as he has over the years or called names, but obviously your perspective has made you a bit of a person that's a target. You know, you get accused of being in the pockets of the oil and gas industry, even though there's no evidence of that whatsoever, but it doesn't stop the climate alarmist by, you know, taking shots at folks like you, Matt Ridley, and others.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right. I think we're gradually being vindicated in our views. And, you know, I knew this was going to all fall apart eventually, partly because, you know, we've been warned about Armageddon for years. Well, for decades.
I mean,
this goes back like 40 years. And they've been forecasting gloom and doom forever. You know, that we only had 5 years left. We only had 10 years left. You know, every 10 years, we only have 10 years left. And I think the public has just grown weary of the alarmism because they really don't see much change at all, other than, you know, there's weather, right?
Yeah.
We have cold snaps, we have heat waves, and we always have. And yeah, there's been a very slow warming trend, but not enough, like I've said before, not enough for anybody to notice in their lifetime.
So where does that leave us right now? Because obviously you have an administration in the White House that has backed off a lot of these things that the previous administration was interested in. I mentioned Bill Gates. That was fascinating. I mean, some of the folks that have been most vocal on some of this stuff are finally coming around and saying different things. And to your point about how many, you know, decades it's been out there, I have a report from The Guardian in 2004 and then another one from The New York Times in literally 1994 talking about the beaches all being gone by this time, things happening within 25 years, all this apocalyptic predictions, which have never come true. Now, Roy, as we've both agreed that some of this warming is real and the climate is changing and we probably need to look at adaptation. I wish we would have looked at adaptation for the last 40 years instead of scaring the hell out of people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I agree. The trouble with the media is, like Matt Ridley says, they love exaggeration. I mean, it used to be only the National Enquirer would come out with crazy stuff, but now the mainstream media comes out with crazy stuff. They don't make it up. It's just that out of thousands and thousands of scientists, they can find a handful who are just crazy, you know, and so they write a story around that. You know, respected scientist claims we only have 5 years left. The
right.
Seas are going to rise by 10 feet, blah, 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 blah. And they love it because, you know, it brings in, well, it brings in readers, brings in, generates clicks, it brings in ad revenue.
Well, and then even in the situation, this is what I find kind of, you know, interesting right now. You look back, you mentioned Al Gore. I don't know how anyone, and maybe this is what's happening, but how can anyone with a straight face, you take the politics out of it, just look at the so-called science, and you look at the predictions from 40 years ago or 30 years ago or 20 years ago, you look at the movie that he did that scared the hell out of people, right, that talked about how we'd have, you know, sea level rise of up to 20 feet, you know, 19 and 9 inches. In 2009, he said there was a 75% chance that all of the ice in the Arctic Ocean would disappear by 2014. That didn't happen in 2014. It hasn't happened in 2024, 2025. So all these things. But you still don't have the media kind of circling back and saying, hey, wait a second. What happened to all those predictions, right? And then this poor Greta Thunberg is abused by her parents, and she's been out there for more than a decade talking about the climate, you know, not being here. And that's kind of failed on her part as well.
Yeah, I agree. I guess I'm kind of surprised that this is going away, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised because, you know, like I said, eventually people are going to realize, hey, things really aren't changing. But also, I think more and more people are realizing how expensive it is to fix this problem. You know, the wind and solar energy still only make up 6% of global energy consumption, you know. Yes, wind and solar is growing, partly because of subsidies. You know, we're paying for it without asking to. But even at that, it's not keeping up with the growth in the demand for electricity. And now with AI coming along and the extra electricity that requires, there's no way that can be met through renewables.
In Matt Ridley's column, he says, switching to renewable energy made no difference. Literally, here's the data. The world added 9,000 terawatt hours per year of energy consumption from wind and solar in the past decade, but 13,000 from fossil fuels. And he adds, not that wind and solar save much carbon dioxide anyway, their machinery being made with coal and their intermittency being backed up by fossil fuels. By the way, I don't know, do you watch the show Landman by any chance with Billy Bob Thornton?
I watched the first two episodes and I really couldn't get into it nearly as much as Yellowstone.
It's a little soap opera-y, there's no doubt, but there is this epic rant in, I don't know, episode 6 or 7 of the first season where he brings this lawyer out to these wind turbines and just lays out the facts about wind energy and how that's been a complete failure. It's really, I think, something. I'll try to find it and share it with you because it went a little viral and people got a kick out of it. I mean, he did the job of what some of you folks do on a regular basis. He was just doing it in a Billy Bob way, if you know what I mean. Not that you're not as cool as Billy Bob Thornton, Roy, but if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I saw that. I mean, I think people sent me clips of it.
Yeah.
So I saw that. It was a little,
a little over the top.
Is.
Yeah, no, but it's a TV show, but it was still pretty effective the way that he delivered that. All right, Roy Spencer, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. I hope all is well down there in Alabama. Have a great holiday.
You're welcome.
All right, yeah, take
you're
care.
Welcome, Mark. You too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.